Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 36. Happy to be here tonight. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by...
Barbeam!
Yay! She hasn't changed the locks on me, so I'm still here, which I'm real happy about. Our special guest tonight, his music's from Only OK. This is Griffin Szyminski. Griffin, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we've been looking forward to this show since we had the opportunity to book it with you. You bring a message to your music. Talk to us a little bit about what's behind your song.
So behind all of my songs is a little bit of myself. A lot of my music comes from personal experience. And my whole life, I've just wanted to help people. Currently, I'm trying to help out as much as I can when it comes to mental health and breaking the stigma on talking about certain mental health issues, because that's something I'm currently dealing with myself, as well as I talk about in my music, like the political state of the world, socioeconomic state of the world, like current events and things that are going on that I believe are important.
And there's an awful lot of material for you out there right now. I'm certain we all know what we're going through here in the next week or so with elections and all the hate speech that's out there. And I know as we did, the songs that you've shared with us and that we're going to be listening to tonight, the message is not that. The message is not negative.
It's all about spreading positivity.
We need a lot more than that. We really do need a lot more of that. There was a very nice write-up in the Detroit News recently called you a hip-hop storyteller, and I think that's something that's kind of been a brand that you've taken on. You say your songs are personally motivated. How do you think that is going to translate to the folks that you're hoping to help?
I'm hoping that there are people going through similar things that I'm going through that can relate and feel less alone out there. Like, if they know other people are struggling with the same things, then it'll help them find a way to deal with it themselves. That's the hardest thing that I've found when it comes to mental health, especially, is that it really comes down to the individual having to put in the effort. There's no outside forces or anything that is able to like solve what you're going through other than yourself having to put forth the effort.
Well, and knowing that there's somebody out there that can relate to what you're going through has to make a difference for people when they're hearing your song.
It's what's helped me hearing similar stories and stuff. So my background, in 2021, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia. In 2016 or so, like end of high school, it was depression and anxiety. So I've always been around these words and these stigmas since around the end of high school, like I said. And it's all about learning who you are, learning about yourself and what you need to stay happy. And the biggest thing that I found when it comes to staying happy is that you need a plan. You have to plan on being happy. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah. And you have to be okay with that, too.
Definitely.
I think there are a lot of folks out there, and maybe you can share a little bit, but I think there are a lot of folks out there that feel that they're not supposed to be happy, and they're not supposed to be enjoying what's happening. And you are trying to move that to the forefront and say, yeah, it's okay.
It's okay to be happy and enjoy things, yeah. As much as I'll say it is important to feel things, so of course every day can't be a good day. You're not going to be happy all the time. But it's just, there's an acceptance in being okay with that, understanding that things will be okay.
Yeah. Well, the first one that we've got queued up for you tonight is called No Regrets. Really interesting listening to this as well. And tell us a little bit about what went into this. What's the meaning behind the song?
So this is one of my favorite songs off the album that I'm putting out at the end of this year. No Regrets is going to come out as a single in October. So it'll be out this month. But it was all created at Pearl Sound Studios here in Michigan. Me and my producer, Chuck Alkazian, we work pretty much exclusively together on beats and new songs and stuff. And this is just one I went in with a beat idea, and this is what came out.
All right. Let's give this one a listen.
All right.
Only Okay, No Regrets.
The coldest, I'm highly devoted. I'm bleeding emotion, I reap what I'm sowing. Late nights I'm going, I'm 6'3 and growing. So pick me, I'm chosen, it's time and you know it. Line of my opponents, identity is stolen. All without a motive, my life I don't control it. I'm tired but I'm focused, it's dire that you notice. Admire for a while, this is fire at the moment. That's until the day that I retire as a showman. Turn this to reality the second that it's spoken. One of these days, I'll shut it down just like it's COVID. Life's a dandelion and I'm trying not to blow it. Didn't ask for this, they really threw me in it. I know you are alive, are you truly living? Thought I had the answers, but I knew I didn't. Learning every day until the day is finished. I'll be on the mic till I'm the best, Couple years ago I was a mess, Don't know what it's like to live with stress, Always doing something, never rest, Life is about to put me to the test, I'ma give you more and never less, Only me I try to impress, Leaving here without no regrets, All that I know is we're coming next. Ain't nobody doing this and that's my biggest flex. Way too many people, they just do it for the check. You gotta love the shit, man, you gotta be obsessed. Just a little bit, father forgive me, now I confess. Help me lift this weight that I'm bearing off my chest. Now it is apparent today, I'm feeling blessed. Ask me if I'm high and you know I'm saying yes. Just a little bit, practical stoner, but an actual loner. I'll be passing on the gas until I crash and it's over. Plenty people probably thinking that I hate being sober. That's what happens when you're schizo with a pinch of bipolar. Save me your sympathy, play me your symphony. So vivid with imagery, what's gotten into me? Give pressure the middle finger, regret not a single thing. So try and see what it brings, you'll end up just like a king. I'll be on the mic till I'm the best, Couple years ago I was a mess, Don't know what it's like to live with stress, Always doing something, never rest, Life is about to put me to the test, I'ma give you more and never less, Only me I try to impress, Leaving here without no regrets, See us making hits just like the Mets. Tell them this is art, I'll perform inside the Met. A&D the label that's making them so upset. Don't know what to tell you, you can see us in the press. Money doing yoga and I'm trying to see a stretch. Striking all these poses and I'm trying to make a sketch. Gotta give my all, it's everything I invest in myself. Every day I'm growing, I'm just testing myself. I'll be on the mic till I'm the best, Couple years ago I was a mess, Don't know what it's like to live with stress, Always doing something, never rest, Life is about to put me to the test, I'ma give you more and never less, Only me I try to impress, Leaving here without no regrets,
No I'm only okay. I got to give you a lot of credit, Griffin. You know, you listen to that and you really focus on what you're saying. You know, we listen to a lot of artists who, all the stories about my life, the story's personal. You know, it's this love or it's that family member, or this or that. Mm-hmm. You're talking about some really serious issues here. And I like I say, I've got to give you credit for bringing that story to the forefront, bringing your own story to the forefront. And there's people that are hearing that that have to be saying, hey, it's not just me.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. No Regrets is just like a more upbeat kind of fun song. Like it helps me get rid of some of that energy. And it's fun for me. It's catchy, I think.
Yes.
And
Yeah, I like it. And it,
thank
and
you.
Again, it's deep because you talked about the struggles that you've had. You can hear that in the song, but you turn that into something. It's almost like you're, instead of letting it define you. You're defining it, and you're doing that through your music. And the song is fantastic. So hopefully those who are listening, definitely listen to it on YouTube, Spotify. It's a great song.
Thank you so much. Yeah, there's going to be a whole lyric video that goes with it and everything. It should be pretty sweet.
Fantastic. Right, cool. And that's coming out yet this month. So we'll be watching for that happening. Tell us a little bit about your creation process. Now, we know you're talking about meaningful stories, things that mean things to you and to others, certainly. But how do you put it all together?
So I had a plan 2 years ago now that every year on my birthday, I would drop a new album. Okay. This is going to be my third birthday dropping an album. This one's called 26. It'll be when I turn 27, I'm leaving 26 behind me, kind of thing. And it originally was 24, 25, and 26. 24 had 24 songs on it. 25 had 25 songs on it. 26 only has 12 songs on it. So it's a little bit different this time around in terms of my approach and how I've been looking at it. It's really been like quality over quantity, I guess. Whenever I start a new album, I have a giant whiteboard and I write down song titles that I think would be interesting. And then I narrow it down from there once I start making beats with my producer. And we get different vibes that go together. So each song tells its own story, but the whole album tells a completely different story when you listen in order.
But it's the beat that's driving your creative process, correct?
Mostly, yeah. That's where I get like my rhyme schemes and flows from, is when I hear the beats. But the concepts and stuff usually is what comes first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you said this is your third, so that tells me is your birthday in October?
It's in November.
Oh, so it's in November.
Yeah,
okay.
The single comes out in October, but the whole album will be out November 29th.
Okay, got it. Oh, November 29th? Okay. Yep.
We're circling that date on the calendar.
Right after Thanksgiving. Yeah, day right after Thanksgiving.
Got it. All right, cool.
As you're writing, and you talked about some of the hooks, some of the melody that comes with it after the beat, where does that, is that just the collaborative effort that you've got with Chuck?
Where I'm getting most of them from is, working with Chuck. I really don't listen to a whole lot of outside music. I think that's where some of it comes from as well, especially when I'm in album mode. I'm pretty much just listening to my own stuff, trying to be inspired more by myself rather than outside things.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, particularly when you're telling the stories that you're telling.
Definitely.
Are there other rappers, other hip-hop artists that have influenced you, that you feel that you've taken elements to help create your style?
Oh, of course. My favorite and I believe the number one rapper is Lil Wayne. I think he's crazy with his rhyme schemes and flows, his authenticity. Like, he's just himself. That's what I love about Lil Wayne.
All right.
As well as Lil Wayne, there's Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. A lot of like lyricists, I would say. People that have a huge emphasis on their lyrics, because that's what I think is most important, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
When you're putting that together, when you're putting a song together, we've talked to some that have said, oh, I sat down and wrote this on a napkin. It took me 15 minutes and I've got a hit. There are others who have said, gee, this song was 10 years in the making and we're still not sure if it's right.
Right.
Is that process similar for you when you're putting together the lyrics, when you're getting that beat?
You know that inspiration strikes at any time. So I just keep track of cool ideas and like lines on my phone when they come to me, like throughout the day. But I pretty much spend every night listening to my songs and then starting to write a new song based off what I had just heard. So staying in that routine helps me stay creative, I believe. And always just being able to come up with new stuff. But I think some of my best songs are the ones that I write in an hour and a half, rather than like a couple of days, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird how that happens.
Inspiration of the moment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're digging what we're hearing. There's no question about that. Hey, this next one we've got queued up is Too Icy. Tell us a little bit about the background on this.
There's a song by Drake that's called Sticky, and I needed a beat. I didn't have a beat for this one at the time. So I was going through YouTube, and I found the instrumental to Drake's song and started writing my own song to that. And when I showed Chuck the beat that I like had written to, we pretty much created a reference beat based off of that. And I finished writing the song. And that's where this one came from. This one's another upbeat, just fun song, I'd say.
Yeah, I like this one too.
We have enjoyed this one a great deal.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, let's give this one a listen as well. This is Only Okay, Griffin Chiminski, Too Icy.
Most of y'all down bad, couldn't be me. How sad, it's easy. See me for the three-peat, how about that? You're working harder, I doubt that. Know that life's full of mouse traps. It's all about how you bounce back. Just wait and see where the house at. You ain't nothing but a house cat. Getting home like where the ounce at. Me alone in my mouse pad. You're working harder, I doubt that. I'm the last out, see me outlast. At the player's ball, I'm an outcast. Blow the whistle, this a foul act. And one, you can count that. Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Yeah, they say I'm too icy. Ain't a problem that I see. Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Put the flow in the icy. You, I don't know, but it might be soon. Ain't nobody doing this.
No,
I'm the one they gonna miss.
Yeah,
limitations don't exist,
but
imitation will persist.
What?
I am one to make amends, and I'm trying to make it make sense while I'm only swinging for the fence. Quit your talking from the bench.
Quit.
This ain't all in my head.
Hey,
yeah, I said what I said.
Yeah,
used to work in the bread house. Funny who's getting bread now. I will never put the pen down. Expectations all went out. I'm the one they're gonna miss.
Why?
Ain't nobody doing it.
Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Yeah, they say I'm too icy. Ain't a problem that I see. Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Put the flow in the icy. You, I don't know, but it might be soon.
Make it bang like I'm Mike Breen or Mike Dean, all despite the people saying I ain't icy like Gucci Mane, bitch, I might be making bangers, that's high key. Till I'm courtside like I'm Spike Lee. It's crystal clear with no Visine. I just get up here and do my thing. Still gotta find a wifey. Yeah, I need something a little spicy. These summer thrills where they might lead. My pills, only thing I need. Think you're better, that's a pipe dream. Get wiped clean, I'm a slight fiend with a flow colder than ice cream. Had to finally get him on the right team.
Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Yeah, they say I'm too icy. Ain't a problem that I see. Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Put the flow in the icy. You, I don't know, but it might be soon.
Hold up. Hold the pen, I'll be with you. Never coming with an excuse. I just show up and execute. The proof is sitting right next to you. The proof is here and that's me.
That's me.
Double O is on the scene.
Yeah.
I've been known to make it mean.
Yeah.
Doing this by any means.
Yeah.
I don't have no enemies.
No.
Maybe that's just what I need. See him pulling all the strings. And I know that nothing ain't free. No, you don't have to agree.
No.
But maybe now you can see
that
I've been giving my all and working hard for the
team. Now they say I'm too icy. Now they say I'm too icy. Icy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say I'm too icy.
Ice.
Ain't a problem that I see.
No.
Now they say I'm too icy.
Aye.
Now they say I'm too icy.
Aye.
Put the flow in the icy. You, I don't know, but it might be soon. Now they say I'm too icy.
Aye.
Now they say I'm too icy.
Yeah,
yeah, they say I'm too icy.
Ice.
Ain't a problem that I see.
No.
Now they say I'm too icy.
Aye.
Now they say I'm too icy.
Aye.
Put the flow in the icy. You, I don't know, but it might be soon.
Too icy.
Can you tell I love it?
I say I love your dancing. Thank you.
Yes, that is another great one. I love this podcast. I'm having so much fun with it. It's so great to hear yet another genre here. And man, you're knocking it out of the park. It's and having meaningful music is even.
No, I appreciate that. That was a completely different type of drum beat than I've ever written to before. That's where what I really liked about it is it's just I try and keep myself interested by doing new and different things every time. That's where this one came from.
Yeah, you're talking about writing something every single day. It's there's not a lot of people that have the dedication to do something like that, but that's where the success comes from, correct?
I don't know what else I would be doing every single day. You know, like, I feel like at this point, it's something I have to do. If I don't do it, I feel bad. And so it's all about just staying in my routine. And yeah, that's where success comes from. It is from consistency and yeah, dedication.
Well, and I'm sure for you as well, it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely.
Like a song like Too Icy is more for just getting the positive vibes out and the energy that I have out. There are other songs like one called Cardinals. That's like more therapeutic about like family issues and stuff like that. So every song is different, but all is a release of energy.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. We really are enjoying it.
Corner Peep loves it.
Where do folks find you, Griffin? Where's where are you? You're performing around the greater Detroit area, I'm assuming. And where do folks find out where to see you?
So on all my social medias, my handle is at onlyokaymusic. onlyokaymusic. And you can find out all my updates about what I have going on like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube even. As far as performing, I have a show most recently. It's going to be at Renegades Bar in Garden City, Michigan. That's going to be in November, and it's going to be an album listening party. Kind of an intimate event where we just sit and listen to the whole album from beginning to end, maybe twice. I'll talk about like the meaning behind each song before and after, stuff like that, and walk around and talk to everybody kind of thing. I really look forward to those kind of shows because I get to directly talk to people like one-on-one about, about what's going on. So that's what we have most recently. And one of my goals for next year is to be performing a little bit more than I did this year. So stay on the lookout for some new shows.
Oh, that's we will be. There's no
front row.
the show in November is at Renegades. Do you have a date on that?
It'll probably be the 22nd or the 29th.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll watch for that, and we'll update our website and our Facebook as
we
well.
To get that the, one.
Get some folks awesome. Out there for you as well. That's that'll be a
I
lot
appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. And it's at Only Okay Music. That's where you find them as well. We got one more queued up here for Griffin Cheminski. Only Okay. This is Worlds Collide. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So on the whole album, there's only two songs that I collaborate with another artist. This is one of them. This is one of my friends, Jordan, Raz316, is what he goes by. Yep. He sang the hook. He wrote the hook on this one. I think he did a fantastic job. This is a mix between hip hop and then some like dance. It's like, I'd say like the Weeknd kind of music. So Worlds Collide is those two genres coming together. And the story is, it's a love song. So it's about two like worlds coming together. So yeah.
All right. Let's give it a listen. You know the backstory now, folks. This is Worlds Collide from Only Okay.
You say that you fell first. Love me for my words. Judging my worth, the moon to my earth. You're my light in a dark world. You're not like other girls. We always make time, but I'm usually at Pearl. And that's crazy how it works. How you save me from my worst. I'm impatient, what a jerk. I'm the patient, you're the nurse. What an ocean I've immersed. Deepest love, I let it burn. See the planets, how they turn. I just think of what we learn. Tell them. Saw my worries fly right away. Always
always learning from my mistakes. Dream girl when I'm wide awake. I want you now and I don't wanna wait. I know that I can be a lot to take. So here's my heart, you can stop the pace. Or we'll find a place till our final fate. Damn girl, you make my earth shake. Way ahead of who's first place. Had the title since first wave. Miss Independence, her surname. When we're together, it's a sure thing. I've seen her all in her worst days. I'd never wanna see her change. Live your life and do it your way, girl. Wanna share my love with you from July until it's June. As a pair, what we could do, it's apparent we don't lose. I'll inherit all your blues, every color, every hue. For you, I'm so consumed. The end is coming soon, so it's time to make our move. Worlds colliding in our view. Try to stop it, what's the use? Say it's time to cut the truce. No more games, I want the truth. So just tell me here and now, is our love what's really true? Tell me.
Definitely hear the Weeknd influence in that song, but it's so cool. But is there something behind the collide of the love story? Like, is when you guys wrote the song, was there something about maybe how, you know, something about your love life or his love life? Because it sounds like there's a story in here. It's like, it's a little personable, but it's cute. I love it.
Right. I just thought of it more like when there's a relationship, it's two different lives, two different worlds, coming together kind of thing. Yeah, and I drew from my own personal experience, for sure. Yeah.
That's a great tune. That's a great tune. The hook in that is just fantastic.
It's great, yeah.
I really, really enjoy that.
Thank you, guys.
Well, we've really enjoyed this. And again, I think I've said meaningful 30 times during the podcast tonight, but it's nice to have meaningful music like this on here. And meaningful not just because we're telling your story, but because you're helping out others that may be going through similar situations.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is helping people out.
Well, thanks so much for joining us and sharing with us tonight. We appreciate having you here.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me again, for real.
Good. Quarter Peep, who do we have up next?
So we have a really, really interesting band coming up next week, and it's Secondhand Mojo. So make sure everybody tunes in for that, because there's the meaning behind the band is pretty cool, too.
Yes, a lot of fun talking with them there. Just like it was tonight, only okay. Griffin Szyminski, really appreciate having you on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And for all of you out there listening, give us a like, give us a follow, Spotify, Facebook, Vehicle City Sound. You'll find us there. We're on all the platforms now, and you even get to look at us. We're on YouTube, so you'll be seeing these programs out there as well, at Vehicle City Sound. Our website's vehiclecitysound.com. And as always, we want to know about more artists out there like Only Okay, Griffin Szyminski. We want to hear about these folks. So drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Tell us where we can find them. Tell us what you're like and what you're not. And, hey, give us a shout. Everybody, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. Be good.